Okay, we're on the page Peches. Peches halacha tezvav. Simnayin zayin halacha page Peches. Mutar litay machar tefillah shacharis kodim tefillah musaf utima hainu pas kibetz v'lo yoyis. A person is allowed to eat after shacharis kodim tefillah musaf. Simon Tezvav. Okay, so he's telling us every Kiddush, you don't even make Kiddush. This indeed is done by some people. We'll see them more in the Shi'arim Mitzvah Malacha. I'm sorry, Pehe, I'm sorry. Page Pehe, it's not clear. Page Pehe, Halacha Tezvav. Mutu Litoy Machar Tfilas Shachris, Kedin Tfilas Musaf. A person is allowed to eat after Shachris before Tfilas Musaf. You're not allowed to eat before davening. Le Soichlu Al Hadam. You're not allowed to eat before you mispal for your blood. However, so once you daven
Kiddush,
yeah, Mikar Hadin, Meikar Hadin, we're going to discuss. Halach L'maaseh, we don't do this. Halach L'maaseh, we're machmir to make Kiddush after Shachris. We're going to discuss this. We're going to see. Let's go in a few moments. But let's just so general halach. Mikar Hadin, the person is not eating before Shachris, like Sechel Adam. Okay, I daven Shachris. Wonderful. I daven Shachris. But yet, as the Chiyuv Kiddush arrived? No. The Chiyuv Kiddush does not begin until after Musaf. So Mamela, now you're at a moment of time where you can eat.
Yeah.
There's nothing holding you back from eating because it's no longer a violation of Lesuchel Al Hadam, and the Chiyuv Kiddush has not yet begun. So it's safe. It's an amazing time. Right after Shacharis, before you daven Musaf, before Kriyas HaTorah, you can eat without making Kiddush Me'ikar Hadin. That's not the custom. The custom is to make Kiddush. We're going to come to this. Yeah. Yeah, they eat Hakadu eat before they after
they daven Shacharis.
Right.
Take a break.
They learn.
Learn about 30-40 minutes.
And during the learning, they drink coffee. They drink coffee, exactly. So in the Ger Beis Medrash, this is done all the time. They eat, they drink. Do they actually eat? Technically, they can eat also. There's no real difference. The only real difference is you have a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. But technically speaking, a team of Bialim is also mutter. The Ger Beis Medrash by the Ger Rebbe, not the Ger, the previous Ger Rebbe, they have a custom in all the Ger Shtiblach that before Kriyas HaTorah they learn. They finish Shacharis and then they sit down. You learn Becharus, no drashas. You learn whatever you want to learn for about whatever half an hour, whatever it is. During the learning, it's common, and what I've been told is that they drink coffee,
yeah,
and they don't make Kiddush. They don't make Kiddush. Why? Because of this halacha. Because this halacha tells us you're not allowed to eat before davening. Once you daven Shacharis, now you've passed that point of time. You're not allowed to eat, but you also need to make Kiddush. No, the chiv to make Kiddush a chazal when they masakin the kiddushta to make Kiddush by day is only after you daven Musaf. Until you daven Musaf, there's no requirement al pi halacha to make Kiddush. So you can eat a breakfast, whatever you want. We'll describe exactly in the one with all the limitations before you lane and before you recite Musaf. Let's see. Uti'ima, so it's permitted l'ti'ima. Uti'ima hainu pas kibetzav l'yos, just the bare minimum, the size of an egg l'yoser. A beitzah is 2 kizesim. Okay, a beitzah size of an egg is basically 2 kizesim, which means it's about the 2 ounces. Uperos afilu harbek, they listen as a lev, you can eat as many fruits as you want to satisfy your heart. Uvulvat, so here he says sheikadesh tchila, here he's machmir. The kitzer is machmir. The kitzer says if you want, you have to still meet. The Shabbos of Allah is going to say that you don't, technically speaking, you don't have to. Halacha L'maaseh in all the camps today, today it's the custom in all of the camps in the Catskills on Shabbos. They after davening, after Shacharis, they take all the kids to the dining room and they give them something to eat. So what do they give them? What do they make Kiddush? Yes, all of the. But technically speaking, they don't really have to make Kiddush. They're following here the opinion of the kids of Shulchan Aruch that you should not eat even after Shacharis until you make Kiddush. The Yishtei Kimalugmav, you can drink Lugmav. The Odev Yisayin, you should make Kiddush, and when you make Kiddush, you should drink Lugmav. That's the Yoytzei Kiddush, and order that it should be Kiddush. But Malkam Suda, he's advising the Odev Yisayin the Leis Hatzorch Samchin and the Zoyz Havi Kiddush Malkam Suda. If you're going to eat fruit and you're not going to eat mizonos, so then we're going to drink a Revi Yisayin. That will be the Kiddush. The Malkam Suda. Or Yishter Revi Yisayin V'Yoychel Kazayis. If you want, you can drink a Revi Yisayin. Reason why he says Revi Yisayin is because you want to make an Alagafen, like we had yesterday. If you want to only be Yotze Kiddush, only have to drink is a Maloy Lugma. But the problem is, you only drink a Maloy Lugma, and you can have Kiddush, Mokam Suda, but eating Mizonos, you're now putting yourself in a halachic dilemma. Do you recite Al Hagefen? Mitzad Echad, you do need to recite Al Hagefen because you drank wine, but Mitzad Acher, since you did not have a shear of Gefen, so therefore be a hefzik in the bracha of Al Hagefen. So you're putting yourself in a very difficult dilemma. So the solution would be is that when you make Kiddush, you should drink a full revius for the Kiddush, and then eat Kazayas of Mizonis Mokam Suda. So now, since you drank a full revius, you can definitely recite Al Hagefen, Al Hagefen, Al Micha, Vial Hakal Kola. You do not need to make kiddush. Bein shachris the Muslim mutu lechol oz b'loy kiddush. V'chein kos v'chos chayim. B'chein sifri zichron Yehuda hagos hagoyim bal imre yesh. Dibroi shashana im tzach lutam kori musaf. If on Rosh Hashanah you want to drink before musaf, ein tzarech lekadesh. You can go eat, but without any kiddush. That dayan lechal of chayim kiddush until you actually daven musaf. The ayim ashakos of what it says before. So this is the ikra hadin. Again, halacha l'maisa, it's not common among us to do this. We are chayish for the opinion that once the chizuk, that's the question, when at what point in time during the day did Chazal put upon you a chiyuv to make kiddush with a prohibition? So there are two opinions. The same goes back to the Rishonim, at what point in time. And halacha l'maisa, among us, we don't see it being done. We don't see it being done. In Ger, they do it. So I'm curious, do you know what they do in Rosh Hashanah in Ger? And then they have a...
The problem is you daven after Chassos.
So, but still, like, if you take this to its natural conclusion, it's a Rosh Hashanah. You don't even make Kiddush.
No,
you daven Shachris, Kriyas HaTorah, and now you have a break. You don't even make Kiddush. The Kiddush begins after Musaf. Now, it could be, I really don't know, I have to go look more into this. It could be that the Chiyuv Kiddush begins after Kriyas HaTorah. It could be it's totally in Kriyas HaTorah, it's not totally in Musaf.
That's your Kiddush club.
So then, if it's totally in Kriyas HaTorah, then everyone would agree you have to actually make Kiddush after Kriyas HaTorah. So on Rosh Hashanah, when the break, no one has a break before Kriyas HaTorah, the break is always after Kriyas HaTorah, then it would be, of course, you would be required. In Ger, when they daven, when they learn before Kriyas HaTorah. So that certainly, according, there is a makom to be made that you don't need to make Kiddush at that point in time. Next halacha test Zayin. Call Adam Yisrael Ben Ish Ben Isha Chayav Lechel B'Shabbos Shalosh Seudos. Okay, Achas B'Laila V'Shtayim B'Yom V'Chayav Lechel B'Chol Seudah Pas. Okay, L'Chatchila you have to eat bread. V'Afilu B'Seudah Shalishes Yizor Me'oid. He was very machmir Lechel Pas Dafka. V'Kevan Shu Noitel Yodav V'Vorchal Anatila. Tzach lechel paskabet. So once you're washing, once you're going to wash, so you have to make sure that you eat a kezayis. Otherwise, it'll be a bracha levatola, the bracha of al netilas yadayim. If a person is not planning on eating past the size of a kezayis, you're eating less than the amount of bread you can fit into a small whiskey cup, less than one, that's approximately 1 ounce, you're not mechuyev to wash. You can eat it without washing. The only time you have to chiyev to wash and make the first time is only if you're going to eat at least 8 kezayis. So the person goes to a skimpy shalv shudas and shul after mincha, and you're just going to take a teeny little bit of bread, and you're not going to even have a kezayis. So then, and you wash in advance, and you make a bracha of al netilas yadayim, it's a bracha levatala. You made a bracha levatala because the only mechuyev to make a netilas yadayim with the bracha is only if you're going to eat the kezayis. The pas. You should be careful to at least eat a kezayis of pas. Or, with Mekel, Bisman Azeh, you don't need to eat a kezayis. Oh, not everyone is machmir, you need a kezayis together the entire Suda. Even if you eat less than a kezayis of bread, as long as the entire amount of food, whatever they have fish, they have some leftover cake from Shabbos morning from the Kiddush, or they have some I don't know, whatever they have in Shul. So you should eat in total, which is not very hard, to eat a total of a kezayis, then the bracha of the tilas time is not a bracha levatala. Okay, let's go further. So the yes, you don't, and the croutons is passable by kissing. You don't need to wash. For croutons.
What do you make on croutons?
Mizonos.
Even though it's bread.
even though it's not bread. It's like it's depends on the croutons, but most croutons are not bread. They have a din of pas habab kisnin. They don't have the status like flatbreads. It's no worse than those pretzels they serve at your wedding before when you're waiting, or flatbreads. Flatbreads have the status of, it's like almost like a toast. It doesn't have the tsuris pas.
Like velvet toast, what is that?
Okay, I don't know what that is. If something looks like toast, then it has the tsuras pas, then you have to wash. If it looks like toast, like bread, the tsuras pas, then you have to wash. Well, you have to eat lahala. Most of us are makel, are lenient to, if you'll eat in the meal a total of kazayis of everything together, that is enough. Even though in actuality you've eaten less than a kazayis of bread. That's the leniency that most of us follow. Some are machmer to eat a full kazayis of bread. Most people are mekel, you don't need to eat a full kazayis of bread, you just take a teeny amount of bread to fulfill the brichas hamoitzi, and you can bench, if you eat in the meal, during the course of the meal, a kazayis in total from all the foods put together. Okay, let's see further. V'kevan shumetel yodam baruch al natilat tzarach lechol pas kebetza, v'chin yizor kol odam shlo lemalas kebetza besudah shlachas. A person should plan. Everything in life is all about planning. Don't eat too much during the meal in order that you should have room. You should be hungry to eat a suda shlishis. If you can't eat pas gomor for whatever the reason, the next best thing is to make a mizonos. At least eat meat and fish. To eat cooked fruits. Zman sudah shlishis hi b'shagia zman minch gidoyla. When is the zman to fulfill sudah shlishis? Mincha gidoyla. Mincha gidoyla is a half an hour after chatzos. Tehainu mishay shos umechsa ve'elach. That's the shabbos of halacha on the previous page of Gimel. Chayav lechol isu shabbos v'lechem mishne deraisa. Now the question over here is, what about, is it a dechi of deraisa or chi of midrabanan? Oy drabanan ein beran ulush uveturzav. We're going to have the shabbos deraisa. Tremendous chiddush that it's a schi of deraisa to have a suda on shabbos. Ve'habenu tam ve'amordchai other. Okay, the whole Rabbanon, the one of the Ein Mizeb Hagos, Marsham, Sheikh Bezitz, or Machlaikis, because Machlaikis, a poiskim is the Raiso or the Rabbanon. The Ein Beshut Ksaf Sofer. The Afal Gav, the Kaimlum, the Bishai Yisun, the Hanos, the Groinoi, Choshev Achila, Vlo Hanos, Meyav. Even though that, in order to fulfill a requirement, when it comes to Yisurin, it depends on the pleasure of your throat, not the pleasure of your stomach. Lamay Nafkamina, if a person vomits, if a person eats chazer, and he swallows a kazayas of chazer, and then he does something to vomit the chazer out of his stomach, is he exempt from the issur d'oraisa of the loisa sevin chazer? Too little, too late. Once your throat has had the pleasure of swallowing non-kosher food, nevelus atrefos, it's a point beyond return. There's nothing a person can do to undo the aveira. Even if he will regurgitate the food, it's not going to take away the aveira, because it depends on the pleasure of the throat. Whereas, when it comes to Suda Shabbos, in order to fulfill the halacha, you have to have pleasure in your stomach. L'mayin afkamina, the person eats his, let's say we take the opinion though that's a deraisa, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of a Suda Shabbos, the karosa l'shabbos oinig, it's an oinig, so even though that's a pasuk from, that's only the Divrei Kabbalah, but maybe it's Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, it's the Gedi Deraisa, and the person eats a meal, and then he does not feel well, and he vomits his food, and now his stomach is empty, okay, he's on empty, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa of Suda Shabbos. Because the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos does not depend on the pleasure of your throat, it depends on satisfaction. And that must mean the food must remain in your stomach. That's not sufficient. That's only b'di'evet. You have to have bread. L'chatchila, you're supposed to have bread. It's not sufficient. Matzah or bread. L'chatchila. It's a bit. That's only a bidiyavet.
Rabbi Levine.
What?
Brings down the shabura that if it would cause discomfort, you're not mechoyev to have shal shulis.
Yeah.
Purpose of the
suitors
is for
Oinig. So that's what the case says. You have to plan in advance. Then why is it causing you discomfort? Because you eat too much. You gorge yourself by the suit in the morning. You were invited out, and it was catered by the most exclusive caterer in the world. And they serve kesuda shleva shaitai, and it's now or never. So, by the time it comes afternoon, what can I do? So the answer is
spare ribs.
Yeah,
spare ribs by Kiddush.
Spare ribs by Kiddush.
And bring out another on your shabura. If you're completely full,
yeah,
and you force yourself to eat anyway,
you're not the kind of mitzvah. That's called achilgasa. That's not called an achil. It's not even a ma'is achil. So if you can't, you can't. And he says that the kitzur is very wise. He says, I know you're going to say you can't. The solution is plan ahead. Just break up all your delicacies. If you have so much what to eat, so break it up. Have part of it for the morning suda and part of it for the afternoon suda in order that you can probably become the mitzvah. If you blow it, you blow it. So what are you going to do? I mean, that's life. Yeah. Let's see over here. It has to be stomach. Because when it comes to benching, if a person eats and then he vomits, he doesn't bench. That's halacha. If you vomit out all the food, if you vomit out only part of the food, you can still bench. But if you vomit all the food, you don't bench. When your stomach is full, he vomited, he was not well, and there was nothing left in your stomach, you have to eat again. The ayin b'stei chemed period. Gimel sudas ayin b'das tayra. The yasaloyim abeshabes yosi the sudas shabchidka sheyesh v'zech shash minus. V'al pi divrei hamurchai chulin the achoyshesh that it is forbidden to say b'shabes. I know what this means. The also loymar b'shabes the yotzei sudas Rabbi Chidka. שיש לחשש מינוס והוא על פי מה דברי המורחי חולין דאחרי שיש לו דעס מן דאמר שנדחה בשס שיש לחשש שנדחה עין בהלוך למיישה שמקש על זאת משס שוב של המיישב דמיץ הולך בסודס י' ד' סודס לקיים דברי ולא זה אף לרבון הולך חייב עין שם כרב חידקי said suddenly many סודס okay, I don't know what this means. Okay, I'm not, I don't know what this means. Let's go further. Halacha tes vav. Yeah.
If you throw up, have you made a bracha of hakala?
No, you have not. At the moment, you had pleasure. The bracha depends on having pleasure, and that does not depend on the throat. If you have pleasure, you still make the bracha, even if you know in advance. Let's say you know in advance you're going to vomit. You know that your stomach can't take it, but it tastes good. You want to take it anyway. It's delicious. Delicious ice cream. But I know my stomach can't, I'm going to vomit out. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to go through the discomfort of vomiting to at least have the pleasure of the gratification. You make a bracha because it's hanoas geroinai. So the bracha definitely would not be a bracha levatola. So in the case when you did not know.
What if you have to eat something that you don't like for health?
If you do derive pleasure, you have to make a bracha.
No, like, if you absolutely hate it, you can't. Like you have to drink castor oil or something.
Right, the
like
queen's,
that.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know. If there is some, I think if there is some there is some prune juice. Anyone drink prune juice? I used to always be constipated, and my mother used to beg me I should drink prune juice. And we had, and not even once. I got away with it so far. not even once did I consume prune juice. Anyone here drink prune juice?
Yeah.
You don't need the juice, take prunes by itself. You
know? Okay, so far so good. I'll let you know tomorrow if I'm still holding here.
No, take the prunes.
Let's go further. Okay, I don't know where Reb Chizkiya, I think there's a sugya. Okay, I'm not sure where Reb Chizkiya is. Let's go further. Okay, let's go next halacha. Lechol pastafka, tesvav. Next halacha, tesvav. Lechol pastafka. There's a pardon to eat pastafka. Ayin ber zerua, shakosav dim eno uroi ve eno mochui besuda gimel duhu. If you're not hungry, he holds, disagrees. If you're not hungry, na mochui besuda, the midi who time on mishra ma'in oinik. The kevin shu sova ve eichel ve eichel ve ein ze oinik, afilu yina mochui. The afilu biyoy ma kipurim loy mikri achila, and it's not called an achila. The person gorges himself before the fast. By the person he's beyond the point of he really overdid it, and now he comes back from shul, from kol nidre, and he's not hungry. He really feels sick, and he eats. So is he chayif for eating on Yom Kippur? No, he's potter because it's not called a ma'is achila when you are in a matzav where you are. It's nachila gasa. So the person needs a large suda for suda Shabbos, and now it's the afternoon, and he's full. So it's not called a ma'is achila if you eat at this point in time. So he brings down there that Rabbeinu Tam, seemingly, and who's Varish Allah, I'm not sure who that is. Lo, they did not eat Suda Shlishis. The Ayin B'Toysves Avol Mizoyhar Mashma, the Ein Lohakil V'Tzach L'Chazik Atzma Shiyachal Gimel Suda Sayin Shom. The Zoyar says, no, you have to eat. The Zoyhar disagrees and he holds that you do indeed have to eat no matter what. Okay, pas kistin. Herli hagoin Rabbi Elozer Zilber Shlita. Nimchas Khanachish Mushalshus Vin Ilam, Viaris Tvash, Tim Ochal Pas Ababikis Lacha Kiddish, Chai Little Yodov, Kavon, Shemchavin Mitzvasoi, Nechshav Kikvias. He wants to make the following argument. No one does this, that if a person eats Mizoinois at a Kiddish, you have to wash, because he's been Koveya Suda. We all know the halacha that if a person eats one slice of pizza, do you have to wash? No. Pas Ababikis Din. Do you have to wash? No. But if you kovei a suda on pasa babikis, then the shulchan aruch, you have to wash.
Even one slice,
you have to wash. Pasa babikis, then. Okay, good. But let's say you eat three pieces of pizza, l'chol hadeis, you have to wash. Let's say it says in the Rabbi Banner's brachos book. You know that word brachos book? Rabbi Banner's very popular brachos book. He writes that if you eat two danishes, if you go into the bakery and you buy two large danishes, and that's going to be your lunch, you have to wash. He holds that's called kaveh asuda, you mechuyev to wash. So here he makes the following argument. If you make kiddush, and now you eat a piece of cake, even a small amount, doesn't make a difference. I'm being kaveya suda on kiddush b'mokam suda. So mele, you should be required to wash. He was kaveya suda on pas habobik kisnin, on pretzels, on cake, on something which is mzoinis, the chamesh asfinim, which does not have the tsura of bread, and he made and he washed. Then on Pesach, they were dealing with a certain type of dish, a certain type of matzah. So there, just the fact that it's the mitzvah itself automatically upgrades it into the status of a kvias. That's what we need.
Because matzah
is mizonos. Also, mizorah. Matzah. On Pesach, the mitzvah in Chanan, right? That's what it means. Sfarim don't make a, they make a mizonos on matzah. They are of the opinion that matzah is called pas haba bikisnin. Matzah is, you know, really flatbreads. What's the difference between the flatbreads and matzah. There's very little difference. So the only thing is with matzah, we think matzah is tsuras pas. Since matzah is what we call bread, it's not bread, but that's another version of what we call bread. Flatbreads don't look like matzah. Flatbreads don't have that texture. Even though really it's almost the same exact thing. What's really different? It doesn't have the tsura. But the svardim go to the next level. They hold, no, pas is what we call bread. Go to a bakery, the bread rises. Matzah is a cracker. Matzah is a flatbread. And mele matzah is pas habobikistin b'chosem zonis. But on Pesach, so when do you make it? Only if you eat a lot. If you eat a lot, but let's say only the kazayis, you're not kaveya suda, so you're mizonos. But Pesach, since the mitzvah is tid matzah, the fact that it's a mitzvah automatically upgrades it into the gedder of a kaviyas of kaviyas, and you make hamaitzi. So for that matter, here is a very powerful argument. If you go to a kiddush and you want to be kiyotze kiddush b'mokoyim suda, you make wine, and I'm going to mizonos. I'm not, when I go home, I will not repeat the kiddush, because I'm in Yotze Kiddush Mokum Suda here and now. So the fact that it's going to be my mitzvah, that should be naked into a kaviyas, that should be required to wash and to recite on the cake, Hamoitzi Lecha Min Haaretz. A very good argument. This is what he says. So this is what he says. Mashu shepesach yotzei dan lugudim b'mnei shemitzvah b'mosim kviyas. V'yam be'agoyis ma'asham de'mashu dafko yimikach shnei chaloi shol pas b'kisnin oz yeh hoichocha shu suda shabbos v'yeh kviyas v'lavochi lo yayin sham. So he says it's a good argument, but the ma'asham disagrees. The ma'asham says, so what? Just because it's going to be kiddush b'mokim suda, but it's still not called your suda. That's not your suda. There are two different types of mechalik. He's splitting hairs. There's a suda shabbos, and there is Kiddush b'mokom suda. They're not the same. Kiddush b'mokom suda is not your kiyum of suda Shabbos. Menela, if you don't have a lot, it's still called the rule. That's what we're samachan. That's definitely what the halim samachan. Because you have never seen anyone make a hamotzi lechem wash and make hamotzi lechem in aretz when he eats a piece of cake by a kiddush. Because even though you're going to be yoytzim, you didn't kiddush b'mokom suda, but it's not. You're not going to consider this to be your suda for the midst of Shabbos. Okay, next halacha. Yeah, halacha Yud Zayin is the next. That's the end of Yud Zayin. Okay, let's see Yud Zayin. V'chayiv livtzoya b'chol suda al shteki kar v'shlemos. Even by shalosh suudos, you have to have lecha mishne. V'tzach livtzoya b'chol suda al shteki kar v'shlemos. V'oiches shteyen b'yodei b'shas brachas brachas hamotzi. When you make the hamotzi, you hold both of them in your hands. U'beitzeya achas mehen. Now, which one do you break? So the custom is at night. Everyone knows at night you do the one that's on the bottom. Right, then you break the one on the bottom, by day the one on top. Does anyone do this?
No.
Yeah, see, right here.
The one.
Right,
have the one next to
the right and the left?
The
Shabbos
by night you break the bottom.
Bottom one. And day,
like
top
this.
One.
No, you hold it right
against each other, side by side.
Because that's the way it's baked best.
On the side. Okay, let's see what it says. V'noigim l'urshayim b'sakin alakikar b'mokam treslil l'vtsoya. Okay, let's see. The custom is that you take the knife and you make an etch. Where are you going to cut from? You look from the part of the challah that has been baked the most, the part that's darkest, and you make an indication by making a small little nick with the knife in that location as a reminder, this way I'm going to begin to cut from. During the weekday, you're supposed to cut off a small amount around the Birchas HaMotzei, Kamosha Kasav Siman Mem Aleph Sif Gimel. You're supposed to partially slice it before you make the bracha, so the part that you're going to eat is ready. There should not be a hefsek. As soon as you make the Birchas HaMotzei, it's ready. That's what you're supposed to do during the week, because during the week there's no halacha of a pashlema. There's no halacha of sholem. Uve Shabbos, Yevsher Shabbos, you can't cut the piece in advance because you need a mishnah li and each shtelach. You have to be shlemos. Yevsher Mishum to be in shtetiyah. But it's now going to be a hefsek. This the Chazal required you to make the Birchas HaMotzei and two chalas, which are shleimim in honor of Shabbos. Lecha Mishnah, the mon was lecha Mishnah, two shleimos. When they make a Birchas HaMotzei, when Chazal made this takana, there's a drawback, there's a problem, because now there's going to be a hefsek between the bracha HaMotzei lechem in aretz and my availability to eat the food, because I have to first slice it. So what do we do to solve that problem? You make it easy. The way you make it easy is by already beginning the process. toast before you make the bracha, so to minimize the hafsek. Where you're going to cut. The one that you want to cut you right in front of you, it should be closer to you. So Friday night, even though you're going to cut the bottom one, you should put the bottom one closer to you. This is the way I've seen it done. You have two chalas, one chal, the bottom one on top, that night you cut the bottom one, but the bottom one should be closer and the one on top should be further, and that way you get both of them in. By daytime, obviously they're different in hogging. Okay, I was accustomed to doing it the top one.
Okay. Put all 10 fingers on
it. All 10 fingers, right? Let's see. He discussed some of these things. Now, let's say you have 4 meals. Okay, this was Rav Chitka. Some people have a custom of more.
Three by day.
Oh, three by day and one a night. Total of 4 meals. So let's say you want to have 4 meals. So if you're going to have 4, let's say 5 meals, 6 meals, for whatever reason, it's a very long day, and you're going to have every single meal, even though you're already yaitzeh your shalosh sudos, but you're having another meal for whatever reason, every meal requires 2 chalas. V'chein kish mekadish b'yom b'shachris k'edem asuda av k'vu av yochel paskisten yesh l'kacha shtayim shlemos. It's also true. When you make kiddush on a Danish, right? So that's why some people prefer even on pieces of cake. This is a very big chumrah to take 2. He really says, I don't see anyone do this. 2 shlemos. What 2? But I did see someone. I sit next to a person. He's a shul chassidish, and he does some of these things. And he always tells me this: is that you take a shalem. They have little danishes, the ragloch. So he says, yeah, you have to take a shalem, better than a piece of cake. When you make the mezonos, right, you hear kiddush. And people do not samakban on this. And certainly this, and this, no one ever does this. Two, to have to have two, but there is something to it. That when you have in front of you a platter, right, today in the Flatbush, all the caterers now, they buy cake platters. It's a new thing, going on for a couple of years. When I was a kid, they never had such a thing. The caterers, they buy these big boxes, right? They come in big, massive boxes, they cut it up, sponge cake, marble cake. Now, they don't bother with that anymore. All the bakeries provide ready-made platters with mixed cakes. Every shul you go to, that's all they have. So on the cakes, right? Isn't this what you see? Right? You see this? So what do they have? They have cake, and everyone. So they have rogaloch.
Yeah.
So he told me, this fellow told me that when you make the mezonos, you should make the mezonos on a rogaloch, one of the rogaloch, because it's a shalem, and the pieces of cake are not shalem. There's such a thing to it. There is such a thing. I thought he was joking with me, but he's serious. And over here it says even more. You should have 2. You should take 2 rogaloch. They're going to look at you like you're hogging all the good stuff. What?
He's leaving you the 7-layer cake.
Okay, let's see. The Chengish of Kashal, the Yom Shachas, Kadam Yasud, Kavu, Yuicha Paskis, and Yesh the Kachas, Taim Shlemos. Let's see over here, the Kitz of Shulchan Aruch on the bottom. Back to the previous page. Yeah. No, you should take it out. You should take it out of the plastic bag. Yeah, definitely take it out. It's also, it should be Roy Lachila. Let's say it's frozen. Let's say that's not right. It's not Roy Lachila. So you have to let it defrost, for even though you're not going to eat it. It has to be Roy for Achila. Okay, Kikoro Shlemos, look at the Yudzan on the previous page. Kikoro Shlemos, I'm Mishal Shubas, Mishem Sharfrayim, the Ugos, Shanishafa Ktsas, Mikri Shlema. Okay, when it comes to matzos, we're all very makel. There's no such thing as getting a perfect matzah. Okay, it doesn't exist a perfect matzah. Mishimats, they're better. They're better, but you're right. They're not. Yeah, you're right. That's right. Mishimats are perfect, but the hand matzahs, if it's partially burned, it's okay. V'ayim b'shut b'yin o'ilam, sh'mechalik b'zeh im nech, in nich dach v'nishraf kol kach, sh'yuchayim lechol al yidei atchak, oz nikra sholem. If you could still eat it, b'shashach, it's okay. V'im lav, ein nikra sholem, if it's already burned, it's no good. V'ayin o'id b'shar yitshuva, sh'yim b'shem mechas yakov, di'im lo'nital min amin alchomim, g'rak tzas, chelik echol mimim ches, nikra sholem. Even if it's not perfect, if only 1/48 of it is missing, this happens when they're attached, when they're glued together, right? When you buy chalas, they come glued together. So every time you separate, you're pulling off part of it. Well, no one's makbid on this, because he says here, even if you mamash pluck out a small amount of it, it's also called shalim. This says they're attached by Esafia im kishim rafid ma'achakach mikvah shlema solo wherever the oil was made. Otherwise, no one will be able to have any mekayim. I am assured shalom eishir shakasav diim daat and lafrichon zemizeh in the chibur. If that's the kavan to separate them, it's not the chibur. For yois nechavasul lachamishon gabi yoisam devukim, even when they're attached. The ayin vahagos marsham shakasav shetzorch lafrichon. He holds that lechatila when you get the chalos on the table, you should at least separate them. Even though they're still attached, right? They're still attached. You go into the bakery over here, they come in force because they only can fit into the plastic bin in force. But when they put it in, it comes in big trays. So when you do, you should separate it. Okay, dvarim shutim. The ayin, the yalakuda, I get. What? The ayin, the yalakuda, I get shunin, shapoish, ratzmo, tzveko, shal, hamach, sashekel, hanal, imash, kosav, hashul, giborim, the esregim, hagedilim, bit yoimos, twin esregim, bit yoimos, bish. Kesherim, umash masham the haynu kishen nifredu they're separated. Umuchach beferish the chol echad mikre shalim. Everyone is considered to be separate. Just like when it comes to esregim, even though they're still attached.
No, when you separate it.
Yeah.
So now you're pulling off part of one of the esregim.
Yeah.
It's still okay.
It's still kosher. Okay. All right. So. The ayin, okay. The ayin birushas b'shut birushas pleita shevi b'shem agoin. Rav, I don't know who this is. Sefer zus nigon. I don't know who this is. Okay. Davar zel minchas kinois shakasav zel shen demashem mistima sapayskim the esrog hatiyum a twin esrog. Okay, two esrogim attached to each other. Hayin shadavik meroishav yat soifai Siamese twins. Uvivadai loikolat sham mareyu hativi kevan shnirvak ze im ze betilas briyosai. That's how they were created. I guess they're a double pitum and a double ukitz, and the two are attached. Uvichol ze kishem afridim oisam kosher. Ba kol echoli atzmo. Because we was some, I think it's called, was it kosher? Okay, I'm not sure. Kosher, kol echad yatzma, v'chol echad mikri sholem. Chiddush, even though there's definitely going to be some part that's lacking, when you separate it, so there's going to be a cavity. He says, okay, I'm not familiar with these types of esrogim, it's kosher. V'odim v'luchomim, ha-mavdkikim osam, v'ofen osam b'yachay, kishmafidim osam, zem yizem mikri sholem, v'odif dibuk betanum, v'dibuk ha-esrogim, connecting two loaves of two chalas in the oven is no worse than two esrogim that have developed attached to each other. Metilas b'riyasan, ad kalashone ha-goin, mit rano. Okay, so basically, I don't know all the pratim, but the esrogim, certainly today we have very high standards. This reminds me, when I was in the getting a lulav. So everyone there in the lulav shop has a microscope, the loop, and they're looking and they're looking and they're looking for the est for the lulav, and then and to find the guy looks to 100 lulav, loving, he finally finds his lulav. Okay, I want to buy it. Then he says, can I also have a apostle lulav? I need to make the rings. I need that. Give me a whole lulav for pasul. So the Meicher Lulavan says, take whatever's pasul. You're the mumcha. you've been sitting here for an hour with your microscope, with your loop. Whatever you found here in the collection, that's pasul, because you could take it for free. So he said to him, pasul? I can't even say one of their lulavim is pasul. I may have spent an hour trying to find a mechuder, but to say a lulav is pasul in this whole collection, Not even one is possible. So here we're talking about esrogim, who today go by an esrog today in today's day and age. Now my esrog is a twin. It was a Siamese twin. And it was attached. I don't know exactly what. And when I went to the store, we broke it apart. Can you imagine what it looks like when you break it apart? He seems to be saying over here that it's still kosher. It's still kosher. Obviously, you're not going to be bragging about this in shul. Look at my beautiful esrog. But yet, it goes to show how far you have to go in order to say something is possible. So when it comes to the two loaves of bread, no one's getting. I never saw yet anyone get worked up that it's not a shalem because it was too attached. And when you separated the challah, you plucked off with it. What? You never saw what?
Twin
esrog. Neither did I. Look at the picture books. Oh, they have all the picture books they have. I'm sure they'll have them one over there. What else? This already is the next halacha, which will leave Mirtz Hashem for tomorrow.